Well, we have a requirement to get a balanced board, and I think we've done very well. We've also got a lot of people with business acumen. This, remember, is a 350-acre site with massive development potential. That should add to the economy of the whole region and should be bringing in hundreds of jobs. So there's great potential there, and I think we've got the kind of board that will be able to exploit that. I think all sensible people will recognise that we have committed ourselves at every level that there will be no shrine at the Maze. I've said it, the Deputy First Minister has said it. I'm pretty sure that the board will endorse that view. At the end of the day, we have a veto on plans. They will bring plans to us. So there will be no shrine at the Maze. What we do want at the Maze is to exploit the economic potential of the site and also the peace-building aspect of it, where there is a great potential for us to have an international role in peace-building. And I would have thought that's something that everybody in this community should welcome. It's certainly at the other end of the spectrum from having a shrine to terrorism.
Peter Robertson, could I just ask you, we've had the announcement last week about the advancement in terms of the hopes and dreams for the Royal Exchange. Is simple making an announcement, is the money there to give effect and to realise the dreams?
Well, all of these things are difficult because the government reduced our capital expenditure by 40%, and we're very keen to look at new ways of involving the private sector, and that, of course, will be largely what will be done at the Maze and, for that matter, at the Royal Exchange. But those are priorities that government has to take into consideration as to where it spends the funds that it has. If we were in a better climate in terms of the property market, then there are assets that we could dispose of to make better use of the resources. And in our view, we should be able to borrow more than we can at the present time. If you can't afford to buy your house with cash, you get a mortgage. In the same way, government should be able to borrow to be able to do things that are necessary to be able to get things done here and now.
What is the instrument, though, available to you as an administration to enable you to get that mortgage to develop the Maze and bring it to its full fruition?
Well, we do have our own capital funds. We have the Reinvestment and Reform Initiative funding. And, of course, depending on what the issue is, we can apply to Europe, as we have for the peace-building centre, and we're getting £20 million on that front. So from the point of view of finding the money, we, of course, have to look at the project and determine where its priority is in relation to the overall expenditure that we have for Northern Ireland.